Welcome, my friends. This is the second hour of the Sunday night edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking to Claudia about prison extraction. And Claudia, let me pose something to you here.
Okay.
When you receive a bill, let's say you receive a W-2 indicating that you were paid $20,000 for labor. Where did that $20,000 come from? Well, that $20,000 is a payment that some company makes that also is a tax deduction against all of their receipts. So if they took in $200,000 and paid out $20,000 in payroll, they get a $20,000 tax deduction. That deduction is the use of the exemption account to reduce their tax burden. They are really using access to your account. It's your Social Security number. It's the payment to you that has provided them the benefit of the tax deduction and the reduced taxes.
I never thought of it that way. Right.
That's the use of your credit. That's what we mean when we say that all of these bills, all of these payments that are made, all of this commerce is really the use of your exemption account. And people are using that exemption account without your knowing it all the time in some very creative ways. So with that knowledge, when that money comes to us, it might be helpful if you thought of it as a bond. If you were to borrow if General Electric were to borrow $20,000 from you, they would issue you a bond, a corporate bond, and it might be issued for, $9,500 on a $10,000 bond, and you would give them $9,500, and they would give you a $10,000 bond, and that bond would mature, let's say, in 5 years for $10,000, and at that point, GE would redeem the bond with GE, and GE would pay you the redemption amount of $10,000.
Right.
Basically, you gained $100 a year. So, in other words, GE borrowed money from you and gave you a bond in exchange. You loaned GE $9,500, and they paid you back $10,000 5 years later. Does that make sense?
Does it make economic sense, or no, are you asking me if I understand?
You understand,
it?
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So GE offered you a bond for the use of your credit.
Right.
And when a company turns around and issues a deduction on their tax return for funds that are given to you, you have basically given them a bond just like GE did. And they are paying you for that privilege. And that principle is coming to you by way of that payment. Unfortunately, you had to do labor to be able to establish that relationship.
Uh-huh.
But that relationship exists in all sales of products, goods, and services across the nation. Now, that music means we have to take a 3-minute break, Claudia, but we're going to pick this up and make this relevant when I come back, because the knowledge about that credit can be used in prison extraction.
Okay.
And for that, it really doesn't matter who's involved. We'll be back in a minute.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
I woke up on the cement floor this morning. My head felt like somebody been a walking on it.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking to Claudia in Pennsylvania about prison extraction. Claudia, you still with us?
Yes, still here, Sam.
This is a little more esoteric than things we've spoken about on the air before. But basically, I'm not concerned with the amount of the bonds that they've been floating out there, because I am well aware that my exemption account is being used if I haven't controlled it. And there are procedures to control it. And those procedures don't necessarily require that we know the amount, only that we specify what expenditures we will permit to be funneled through the account. That can be established in various ways, and one of the ways is using the BIC payment method to reimburse all of those costs regardless of how large they are. That can be done laboriously, layering on indemnity bonds till we get to a point that would be unconscionable, and at that point we consider there should be sufficient funds prepaid into the account to cover any expense written against it, even if it's $4 or $5 billion. So what? It's just more paper over a few more days that would have to be compiled.
Right.
Or the amounts can be covered in other ways, using agencies to intervene on our behalf as well, or a combination of various procedures. But I would say that the BIC method is successful because once we layer on those indemnity bonds, we can literally show on paper the instrument that mentions the account that is to be benefited by the deposit to the Department of Treasury. Excuse me. And so the indemnity bond can be a very potent tool. No one will ever be able to tell you how large that has to be. But even if it took 15 or 20 indemnity bonds, so we might be looking at a month or two to do the funding, or in an emergency situation, accelerate the process or change the numbers, even on the rock-solid $300 million that the indemnity bonds have been written to since the BIC process was really conceptualized. Does that make any sense?
Okay. Yes, it does. Yeah.
All right. And then once the payment is made and there's no response, we can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the liability is being held by other parties who have confessed to holding that liability.
Right.
And what we do with that proof has everything to do with whether or not the party will be released. And there are a number of ways to go about that. It can be a direct procedure where we notify the parties about the successor surety and the risks they are taking if they fail to act accordingly. We can use the power of subpoena in various collateral forums to put those parties in a situation where they have to testify. Excuse me. It can be a set of procedures that occurs completely within commerce and not within the judiciary, not with subpoenas, not with summonses, not with notaries, not with courts, not with collateral attacks. It can be entirely in commerce using the bona fide proof of holders of liability to distress their commercial position sufficiently so that they can no longer hold office. And from the perspective of a movement regarding freedom for free men and women, if enough people undertook that sort of an approach over time, we would see massive change in a positive moral direction, because the grapevine among the judiciary and in the law enforcement communities is swift and powerful. They know what's going on. And the more judges that are forced out of their positions for having acted inappropriately or engaged in official misconduct, the more clerks that disappear from their positions, the more that are forced to retire early, the more wardens and corrections people that fail to simply incarcerate the responsible party and insist on incarcerating an innocent man or woman, then the more our procedures will work with greater predictability. And everybody needs to keep that in mind, because in an age of instant gratification, it is very hard to reprogram the brain cells to understand that it's not just our own pain that matters, but it's the contribution that we make to the future world for the posterity. Claudia, thank you for calling in.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Sam.
Thank you, Claudia. And if you have any further questions, send me an email, please. Don in Oregon, thanks for being patient.
You're welcome, Sam. And how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine now that I'm talking to you, Don.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Entirely my pleasure. I have a simple question. Upon discovery, I have found that I erroneously had sent off a certain bond, the private discharge and indemnity bond, I did it under certified mail, not registered, which is one of the reasons why I'm redoing everything, by the way. That's one of the reasons why I called, is to go over that with you briefly. But I found upon discovery that I sent it under an other certified number than what I had listed on the bond, which brings me to the question, notwithstanding the fact that I already made the decision to redo the bond, this portion of the bond order, that is to say the indemnity bond and the private offset bond, because I haven't completed that, I would redo it, but I wanted to make sure that if I redid it, when I redo it, that I do it according to the way that I've come to understand it. So I did find a mistake, and that was impetus enough to decide to redo them. And I don't know whether or not there's anything additional I have to do other than just reissuing another indemnity bond. And that was one of the questions I had, given what I've explained to you.
Well, Don, the indemnity bond, generally, as you've alluded to, is mailed to Treasury under registered mail with stamps instead of meter strips on the envelope. And we do that to acknowledge the fact that we are entering that particular event as a living man or woman and not as a fiction. That wouldn't be a fatal blow, in my opinion, because we tend to think like that, but that's real patriot thinking. And by the time it reached the powers that be, it's highly unlikely that there would be a notation as to how the document arrived. But the value of registered mail is that it is monitored and signed for by a United States clerk every step of the way, so it actually comprises service, genuine service of our process. Theoretically, you could send an indemnity bond in with a stamp, and that would be fine too. But I think you're describing how the Lord works to me, because things happen for a reason, and he didn't want that indemnity bond being used by you. He felt you needed to learn more about the bond. As you've stated to me, you wish to make some improvements to the vehicle. In other words, you wish to take ownership of the technology for yourself.
It is what you said to do.
Well, that's not the reason you should want to do that, because certainly not because I said it, but because it's intuitively obvious, it's reasonable, and it's logical that one should not be undertaking one of the most important events of one's life based upon a discourse by a stranger as opposed to a genuine belief and understanding of the truth and the Lord's way and where these things came from. So this is a marvelous opportunity for you to just send that new bond off with any improvements you think are helpful so that you'll own the technology. When you read it and you start salivating at all the wonderful improvements you can make, or your head starts shaking and you say, "That's stupid, Sam Kennedy. How could he say that here? I'm going to write this instead." That's when you're really owning the technology, when you're making those improvements, and you know exactly what it is you're trying to evoke from that instrument.
All right. Thank you, Sam.
Remember, the music is on, so we're going to have to go to a break.
That's okay.
But remember that instrument is nothing more than placing funds in the hands of the Secretary of the Treasury so you can draw against that instrument in the future. Don't go away, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. If I may, let me just mention to Margie, who sent me an email, that Margie, collecting in bankruptcy, is available at takenoprisoners@hush.com and just ask for Brian. It's not genuine. Generally available at Restore.America. Even when I'm on the road, I'm trying to monitor Restore.America myself, although Brian fills in for me when I'm not available. So the indemnity bond, excuse me, Don, is anybody's game once it's in their hand. It becomes your technology, and I'm glad to see you're making improvements. I hope that's helped to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what I... One little brief question. I've included many, now more than so before, account holders in the block of text. And I did that because I viewed them as being, how would I say this, they're account holders. What more can I say?
Yes.
And I figured that it was probably a wise idea to put them into the body of text as more or less a safety precaution.
I'm sorry, I must have missed part of that. Did you say I put many account holders in?
I put many more than I originally. Originally, I intended.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
Don, that's what we do, and sometimes these fall into the categories. I just did a bond that involved probably 60 hospitals. And we do what we think we have to do in the situation for what we think we're planning in the future. The idea, of course, is to pre-fund our account so that when liabilities come in, we can simply have an automatic set-off. I do not expect it to be automatic. I believe I have to take action, and I can take action in many different ways. But if we're in a complicated commercial situation, federal indictments, we were involved in the insurance business, for instance, or some other business like that, or securities, and all these paper indictments came down, I might be naming various officials and agencies. It could be the controller of the currency, Secret Service, FBI, the Supreme Court. All sorts of entities might wind up on that bond, including all of the pertinent statutes that I would be willing to bond with my full faith and credit. Don, thanks very much for calling. And I'm going to move on to Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, are you there?
How you doing?
I'm very well, Rhonda. Thanks for joining us. What can we do for you?
Well, I sent a promissory note in for to settle an account. They had an appearance bond. They adjusted the account out of my appearance bond instead of the bonded promissory note, and sent three checks back to me. So I was wondering, if it was you, what would you do with those checks? Would you send them back to them with the 3-day opportunity to cure?
Well, you're saying they made a refund of the appearance bond.
No, they adjusted the account. They took the fines out of the appearance bond instead of out of the promissory note.
Oh, I see what you're saying. And so they sent you the balance back.
Exactly.
Let me ask you this. What happened regarding the appearance? Did they release the bond to the straw party?
Are you saying was an appearance made?
I'm saying the appearance bond was something that you signed confessing to being the defendant, guaranteeing that you would appear at some future hearing or in future procedures. Is that not correct?
Yes, I did that under duress. Mm-hmm.
And what happened thereafter? Were there hearings held? Did you appear? Was there a resolution to the case? Did they return the bond?
Before I ever appeared, I had accepted the initial offers for value, sent it back with a notice to cancel hearing, notice of settlement. Never got anything in return, so I did show up. They just ignored the guy in the black robe. Just ignored every, you know, me trying to tell him that there was no controversy before the court.
Yeah, might I observe, Rhonda, that you ignored your own paper. That's why they ignored it.
Because I showed up.
You canceled the hearing. You told them what's going to be. You backed it up by a bond. They waited and you showed up because we're all scared. They're going to issue warrants and do this or that. I've seen them not issue warrants. Mm-hmm. I've seen them issue warrants. They never make it out of the computer. They threaten these things. Nothing happens. People fly around years after without any consequences or sequela from those threats. I've seen them issue warrants and bring the party in, but that's probably the lowest percentage. I'm not sure I can say that with complete accuracy, but I believe that to be the case. That's probably the lowest percentage of events. But if we cancel hearings, we pay the liability, and we deliver to them, we surrender the successor surety, they're in a real tough position. We'll pick this up after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
The boogie train, it's a boogie thing. Oh, it's a boogie thing.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. So you signed an appearance bond, correct?
Under duress.
And did you have to pay for that bond?
Yes, I had to put up $250 cash before I could leave their jail cell.
Okay, and the case was resolved with a fine.
Yes.
And the fine then was deducted from that $250, and you will return the balance.
At the, that's correct.
Yes, okay. Well, why don't you send me an email at takenoprisoners@hush.com. I think the account is a little clogged, but if it bounces back, keep trying over the next 2 or 3 days. It is going to get cleaned out. I'm on the road, but it takes me a while to do catch-up. Send me an email. Remind me that we had this conversation, and I'll tell you what I would do, which would be a very simple way to evoke the refund of those funds. Not a big deal.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to hearing your... antics this next year. Hope you're still going to stay with us on the weekends.
I'll do my best. That's kind of you. And stay out of trouble. Build your skills. And how much time did you spend in the slammer?
Overnight, all because I said I didn't have an address.
So you didn't want to volunteer to be a resident. Did you give them a license?
Under duress.
All right, so you produced a license, but you didn't want to state you had a residence. Well, you know, if you were in there overnight, was it as bad as you thought?
No.
Then why not stay a couple more days and be done with the whole thing? Excuse me, folks, but my law is the law of the Lord. It's the law of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I don't see it here today. I have nothing more to say. Have a nice day. Here, sign in here.
If I wouldn't have had five dogs in the house, loose in the house.
Well, isn't that a factor that sometimes you have to do what you have to do to protect those you love, man, woman, and beast? So
I have more than one responsibility. And
I appreciate that.
Like you said, we can always, you know, clear it up in the future. I mean,
I appreciate that. That's exactly right. I think I mentioned on the air I got stopped by Border Patrol a week ago, but I was taking an injured animal to the vet. I wasn't going to play around with those guys. And first question out of his mouth, excuse me, sir, are you a U.S. citizen? And my answer, it was pure instinct, was would that be the United States Federal Corporation pursuant to Title 28, Section 3002? And his answer was, you're one of those. Get out of here.
I love what you said about the more the judges, the lawyers, the clerks start not being able to come to work, you know, the word will get around quick.
It's happening.
Hallelujah.
I believe me, the events of this last year are like nothing the United States has experienced before. They've never seen so many men and women determined and capable of standing up as free men and women, and in fact, as sovereign courts and independent courts, and they're going to have to come to grips with that. Their initial instinct, of course, will be to invade and send SWAT teams and all the other kinds of nonsense. And many of those men and women are Christians. They simply do not understand the lessons, or they forget the lessons, the most basic lessons of their Bible, such as, forgive them, Lord, they know not what they do. They don't recognize freedom right under their noses, and yet they will pay some sort of lip service to it. But
their conscience,
their consciences over time will be affected. That's been proven by great men in the past.
What's that saying? When the student's ready, the teacher will appear.
Yes, and sometimes the teacher is within us. The nonviolent rebellions, and I'm not saying we're having a rebellion, but we're having an awakening across this country, and the nonviolent rebellions of yore, from Martin Luther King back to Mahatma Gandhi in modern times, have always relied upon the conscience of good men and women to eventually rein in their own evil acts. And the same thing will happen here. We're not immune from the lessons of history, even though the arrogance of the American psyche would like to believe itself so. And the more arrogant we are, and the more we express our power because we have it, instead of our mindful submission, the quicker those results will appear. It's so predictable. I mean, I remember years ago, I wrote a book on martial law, and I was talking to my agent, and I told him I know exactly how it's going to play out in Iraq, and he scoffed. How can you possibly know? What will it be? And I said, you know, I'm not going to tell you. And it's not worth discussing at this point.
He wouldn't believe you if you did.
Well, he might have, but he sure believed I was a liar at that point when I declined to discuss it with him. But I had no desire to convince him or for that matter, anyone else. In fact, the way I wrote the book was for people to decide themselves when the facts were placed in front of them what they believed. And but it was very predictable what would happen, that they would unleash a torrent of sentiment that would only grow at a speed that they, in their wildest dreams, could not calculate and bring on the inevitable clash between the East and the West. And it's happening as we watch, and it will continue to happen, and it's going to mushroom into cataclysmic events, the likes of which are only written about in books or predicted by those few in history who have been sages of future events. Anyway, Rhonda, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And why don't you do what I did with my early venture into the iron yoke, and that is mine was a little softer yoke than yours, and that is just say never again and use it as a springboard. It sounds like you're well on your way. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for your help.
As to prison extraction, we have, after the three instruments we reviewed last time are completed, the indemnity bonds on file with Treasury and the offset bonds on file with Treasury. And by the way, all communication I do like that with Treasury for financial instruments is now done by registered mail with stamps. No more certified mail at all, unless it was coming from a straw party. And I was signing in representative capacity. And then we make presentment. Of what? Well, of the bonded promissory note, of the instructions, so-called fiduciary instructions and how to apply it, and of a foreign advisory, a private letter accompanying all of those materials delivered under notary seal from a foreign jurisdiction. Me, excuse me, sir, you think you're a court? Excuse me, sir, are you a de jure or de facto court? And if you're a de facto court, foreign on the record, what happened to the de jure court? You're looking at them. That's who I am. I am the embodiment of the people. And so the foreign advisory that we use is entitled Notice of Private Counterclaim, Private Counterclaim, Notice of Foreign Court, comma, Payment and Settlement, Notice of Waiver, it says here waiver with an I, how about waiver, W-A-I-V-E-R, of benefits and privileges, opportunity to exhaust administrative remedy, notice of rescission, if we're sending in a rescission package. Then we skip a couple of lines and we say, with offer of immunity, self-executing power of attorney, self-executing confession of judgment, request for proof of claim and loss. We separate those out to make it easier to read so it's not a whole long list and to bring their eye to certain points of which, of interest, of which they might want to have forewarning, such as a self-executing power of attorney and self-executing confession of judgment. And it says, dear such and such. I hate saying dear Mr. Jones because then I'm talking to the fiction and not the living man. But they won't know the difference, will they? Unless someone points it out and says, excuse me, my name is not Mr. I believe that's a fictional appellation. My name is Samuel Thomas Kennedy or Samuel Thomas of the family Kennedy, and I appreciate you addressing me in my rightful capacity. If we don't do that kind of patriot nonsense, why bother? So however you address him, but you are talking to the living man. The above-noted offer to expand funds under public policy, in parenthesis and quotation marks, offer, with a capital O, and all such offers listed on Schedule O, let's say you had 10, 15, 20 offers, and you could just list them on Schedule O to make it easy to return them all by proxy, are being returned for cause annexed to this advisory, noted, accepted for value, and attached to full payment for all associated liabilities, real and imagined. I always like to start these letters with a little sentence like, the above-noted offer to expand funds under public policy. That is letting them know that this is the game. These are the rules of the game. And if you haven't been educated about that in law school, well, guess what? This is your most important continuing education course, which you won't find listed on the list of approved courses by the state of New York or the United States. Your want of legal authority to apply process in the superior sovereign foreign jurisdiction of the living man on the land where this letter rogatory originates is a matter of record. It would be unwise for you to confabulate an appearance from this communication. By the way, this wording is less than a full week old. This is the latest off the presses, so to speak. So we're returning process. Now, I remember when I spoke about that at the last retreat, Victoria Joy, who was present as a guest, raised her hand and indicated, well, we've been sending process back years ago, and that caused a lot of problems. And she's right. But the way we're doing it, privately, not in a public venue, with full commercial payment, conversion of liability, confession of judgment, self-executing power of attorney, and bona fide United States confession to our political status documents is like it's never been done before. And when we do it this way, we find that cases simply disappear. So the next paragraph says, you have been named co-payee with the Secretary of the Treasury on secured funding and set-off, with the Secretary of the Treasury on secured promissory note, instead of bonded promissory note, it's secured by the offset bond against which it's written, so that's a little change in title, on secured promissory note, number whatever, on deposit with the U.S. Treasury. Excuse me, I made a mistake there, friends. You have been named co-payee with the Secretary of the Treasury and I'm sorry, there's a database link here, but it would be to the offset bond title that you have previously issued. And there are many names for those at this point, but it might be private offset bond number such and such, but whatever the offset bond is that you wrote against the indemnity bond, in parenthesis, copy annex, close parenthesis, on deposit with the U.S. Treasury. The attached secured bonded promissory note number whatever in the amount of whatever amount you put in is drawn against the bond by prearrangement with the Secretary. It should be recorded as a demand deposit instrument. Notwithstanding, to ensure your liability as holder in due course is memorialized in the record, you have been appointed attorney in fact for legal fiction Sam Kennedy. You are duty bound to process the note and execute the mandatory transfer of funds to Treasury no later than the next business day, comma, or stand in the name, place, and stead of legal fiction Sam Kennedy for all commercial and corporeal liabilities in this matter. Now, take note of what I just said. You are duty bound to stand in the name, place, instead of the straw party. That's a recent improvement, only a week old, because as of a week ago or so, I have eliminated the fiduciary instructions that accompanies promissory notes and other payment instruments in the BIC process. And by the way, folks who attended that weekend seminar from the inventors of BIC, I'm sorry, I'm being a little sarcastic. My apologies. Those fiduciary instructions that you may have been clued into are now, in my opinion, obsolete. because we have a special durable power of attorney to replace them, because it occurred to me one night that a power of attorney is the one thing that an attorney in fiction never requests from you, because if he did, he would have to stand for the corporeal obligations of that defendant debtor, or of you as the surety for the defendant debtor. So that has been substituted, a one-page, durable, specific power of attorney that we crafted word by word, stands in the place of the multi-pages fiduciary instructions that used to accompany the bond and promissory note. So let me continue. Failure to post the payment dollar for dollar to the above-noted account or transmit the funds to Treasury will be certified in an administrative judgment to be issued by notary public, whomever, as prima facie evidence of your confessed obligations. This is all one long paragraph. That music, folks, means that we will go to break for 3 minutes, and then I promise you I will finish this paragraph and let you know how the rest of this document shapes up. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this, my friends, is hot off the presses.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, friends. We're bringing this program to a close, but I want to finish this second paragraph. That first paragraph and the second paragraph take up the first page of the foreign advisory, and as you can hear, it's a pretty potent document. I'm letting the recipient know I'm not playing around. Everything's been settled. You're holding liability. You have no legal authority to issue this process. You sent it to me. You didn't send it to the fiction. I'm not volunteering into anything. I know how to enforce it. You're now the successor surety. And then it goes on to say, once your confession, well, let me see where I picked up. Yeah, prima facie evidence of your confessed obligations. The notary certificate will be prima facie evidence of those obligations being confessed. Once your confession to the theft of public funds is certified, collateral subpoenas will be issued to ensure, collateral subpoenas, I'm not telling them where, will be issued to ensure your opportunity under penalty of perjury to produce a notice of dishonor from Treasury on the promissory note, disprove the theft, identify the lawful surety, and explain how a party to the action sitting in judgment does not comprise treason. See, that's a little bit of a sort of a slap on the back of the head. Wake up, buddy, because even in your statutory quagmire world, in your bizarro universe, you're in trouble. And I just might be the guy to enforce that even through all of your equity protections. And they're not going to know whether I am qualified or not, will they? It goes on to say, you may wish to consult outside counsel. Might even say outside counsel who will not be influenced by officials who might not share, who might give you orders without regard for your personal liability, because they have a want, under the impression that they have a want of liability. Anyway, it goes on to say, you may wish to consult outside counsel. As a public official, your understanding of the associated legal perils is assumed. Any overage may be treated as a windfall monetary expansion for the benefit of the, and you'd have the name of the court in there, until maturity. Please find, and then there's a brief list, one, notice of U.S. acceptance of declaration of political status of Samuel Thomas Kennedy. Notice, it doesn't say my declaration, but it says U.S. acceptance of it. Two, notice of waiver of benefits and privileges. And then a couple of other things if this is a previous case and you're trying to mop up at this point. Anyway, it goes on then for another few pages to review political status, the notice of rescission, the global acceptance for value, the return of the documents, and, for instance, that there is a taxable gain. We get right to that point, that if they don't honor the settlement, their taxable gain by holding the instrument and holding our credit will be reported, their bond will be distressed, and they will be removed from office. That's why I say learning is entertaining. And hopefully this program has been a little bit entertaining. We will pick up from that portion of the foreign advisory next Saturday live at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and then continue that next Sunday, 9 p.m. live. No reruns next week. Friends, thank you for joining us. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. It's a pleasure to have shared a good portion of this evening with you. Remember, folks, place when you've done all you can, place these problems in the hands of the Lord, and He will answer your prayers. You just have to be worthy. You've been listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for joining me. Good night and God bless, friends.